Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Hey, I'm going to welcome you out today because it is an exciting day. Loving every bit of life that's happening right now and excited for you guys as well. And hey, as a reminder, go check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. If you want to know how to find and free up cash today, be able to have that money today and find some of the best ways my clients have done that, go check it out. It's actually there for free to download on my website. Also, if you've got questions and or other topics you'd like to hear on my show, email me personally at chris@moneyripples.com. So today I've been thinking a lot about what would be the most value to you, like what you guys are really wanting right now. And this is, by the way, the first time I'm trying to record. Hopefully the quality is good. I'm not using my podcast mics. I'm actually starting my snowbirding experience this year for the first time in Utah right now at a home that we're staying in, but I also got a couple places in California we're going to be staying in over the winter. So we'll see how this works. And so I've been thinking about that. I've been thinking about what people have really been wanting, and probably you guys as well, keeping you mindful as well. And what I've been thinking about is really just, you know, leverage. I mean, leverage is the thing that I think a lot of people are wanting right now. Many people are tired of working hard, tired of not getting the results they want. And even if they get good results, I've been talking to a lot of very successful people lately, people, you know, that are, you know, in different professions or professionals or, you know, doctors of different sorts or lawyers or whatever it might be. And even in IT, you know, you name it, the West Coast has been very friendly to me lately. And a lot of people have been asking again, like they want to know how to leverage their money more. And one of the things I noticed, I was on another show when I was being interviewed, and somebody decided to get really like in depth with some strategies with me because they do a lot of real estate investing and things like that. And we started talking about like how to get your money to pay you twice. And I realized that this is something that's important. I mean, no matter where you are, this is something that's very vital. This has helped me in my life and even helped one of my clients last night as we're chatting on the phone. They didn't have a ton of savings, but it was really cool because as we're looking at it, we realized that we can leverage different things. They had some different savings like retirement accounts and things like that, that we're able to leverage only $5,000 of it to create $637 a month. Now, it's interesting because they came to me because they said, hey, we want to buy some real estate. We've heard, you know, that you got great connections there. We're interested in seeing how we can make money with real estate. But as I saw their situation in more in depth and looked at their cash flow, I said, you know what? Actually, if we do this, and some of it was dealing with their loans and how we can either, you know, transfer money over or use some of the money to pay off certain types of loans, we're able to seriously use less than $5,000 to free up $637 a month. That's over $7,600 a year. So they're getting over 100% rate of return on their money. And that's even better than if they got like, say, 16 to 20% cash on cash return on their money with a real estate property, which, by the way, is very easy to do, very possible for sure. And so, you know, when you see that, you know, you start to realize like, my goodness, like leverage is the key. The leverage is the thing that does create a lot more results faster. And the thing is, the answer was there the whole time. They just didn't see it. And so I want to talk about that. I mean, obviously that's one way you create leverage, but I want to talk about a way that most people don't know. And so for those of you that maybe, you know, obviously for you, maybe your thing is towards, you know, focusing on your debts, not necessarily worrying about the investing. But for others of you, you might say, no, investing is the thing I should be focusing on. So I'm going to presume that, at least for this portion that we're talking about here, obviously you got a question on the other portion, email me. But on this portion, I'm going to talk about those of you that maybe have savings, you know, maybe you have equity in your home or savings in retirement accounts, but you're wondering how to leverage it more, how to get more, it to pay you better. And I've been working on a presentation for a very successful, you know, doctor, and he has a following as well. And I want to share just a piece of that with you guys on my show as well. I mean, I'm not going to go as in-depth because it does require a webinar. It does help a lot more to have a webinar than a podcast. But I want to share just some of those things right there. You know, the first thing I want you to do is challenge everything you think you know about money and about leverage and about investing and everything. Because more likely than not, whatever you've been taught, it's gotten you to this place so far, and it's probably done you a decent job, but it could be so much better if you get outside of that. And I also challenge you too that if you ever find yourself on the side of the majority, it's time to pause and reflect, as Mark Twain would say. I love that quote he says. He says, whenever you find yourself on the side of the majority, it is time to pause and reflect. You don't want to follow the majority of people because the majority of people don't know what they're doing. If you follow the majority of the media, they don't know what they're talking about. They're just, in most of the cases, those media are paid by certain companies, institutions to tell you what you should know. Most of the financial advice out there is taught to you because it's about really doing what's in the best interest of the financial institution, the banks, and those other companies out there, not necessarily in your favor. And especially when you get a lot of the pundits out there, I mean, some of them are telling you to be the saver mentality. You know, I talk a lot about the steward mentality. They tell you to be the saver. They tell you to pay off all your debts and to live as cheap as possible and to save as much as possible and sacrifice and suffer and invest in mutual funds and stocks and retirement accounts and everything else. Everything to pretty much not give you any freedom today and really no promise of freedom in the future. And I don't like that. I think that's a bunch of crap. And so this is why I tell people, like, we want to create leverage. We want to create cash flow. And those of you that know my story, you know, I challenge you to go back if you haven't heard even the first episode to hear some of my story, the first episodes there. But, you know, my story, I've been in crappy places and I've been in amazing places with financially. And I'll tell you, like, the cash flow is the way to create freedom. And especially if you create leverage, that is the key. So the question is, how do you make your money twice? The way to do this is you've got to start thinking like a bank. Now, some of you, if you've listened to a lot of my episodes, you might have heard some of these before, but let's review these. There are five basic rules that any bank or financial institution will follow. And I bet you already know what they are. So number one, you know, obviously, of course, we already know the bank wants your money. But number one is, how often do they want you to put money in with them? As often as possible, right? Well, how much of your money do they want? All of it? And how long do they want it for? They want it forever. They want to keep it, right? And of course, how much do they want to give you back when you come in for it? Almost nothing, right? They want to keep that control of your money. And then lastly, how much risk do they want to take? None. They want to give you all the risk. They want you to be the one investing in the stock markets, not them. They don't invest their own money in the markets. They invest your money in the markets. They go and invest in sure things or invest in things called fees that they charge you, right? If you've noticed that, you know, financial institutions do charge you fees. If you have a 401k, you're probably paying some of the highest fees you could possibly be paying. And so you're always paying for stuff. You're taking on all the risk. You're the ones putting in all that money on a regular basis. You're told to put in every paycheck or as often as you can, as much as you can, for as long as you can, and to keep it staying in there for as long as you can so that you can have that miracle of compound interest and all that other crap. Here's the thing. The bank does not do that. The bank does the opposite rules. Because they're not taking your money and let it sit on a shelf and collect dust. No, they're saying, hey, give us your money and we'll go and do something else with it. We'll go make money with it. And they're all about creating leverage. They're all about acceleration, not accumulation. And they're actually going, they can actually loan out back to you. Any money you give them in savings, they can legally loan out 10 times that amount of money with all the different regulations and codes that they have, depending on where they hold their money, of course. So they've got the ability to leverage at least 6 to 10 times whatever money you give them. Now, what does that mean for you? Well, it means that you're doing the exact opposite. Because while they're creating cash flow and money today, you're told to create money somewhere down the road if you're even alive to enjoy it. Banks, what they actually do is acceleration. But what they teach you to do is accumulation. Two very different things. If you want to create real wealth now, if you want to create freedom now, you got to have the mindset of acceleration, and you have the strategies that back that up of creating acceleration, not just accumulation. Accumulating money is a slow way to go, and it's been proven. I'm telling you, it's been proven that it doesn't work. People have been saving their money for years, get into retirement, and realize that they don't have nearly as much as what they were promised 30 years ago. That is fact. And I'm telling you it's fact because I was in that business. That's why I left the business, because I realized that they were giving false rates of return. They were telling you, what was technically true, average rates of returns, but average rates of returns don't mean that's what you actually get in your accounts. You're lucky to get maybe 6% in a mutual fund on a real rate of return compound interest basis, not 10 to 12% or even 8% like they've been saying. And especially when you factor in fees and taxes, you're lucky to pull off like 5% even. So, or even 4%. And many people, some of you might even realize, like, I'm not even getting that much. And that's probably true. So how do you make money twice? You got to start becoming the bank. All right. So how do you start doing that? Here's how we do it. I'm going to start going with this basic premise right here. For example, in the saver mentality, you've been taught to pay off your mortgage. Now, let's just say you have a $400,000 mortgage, right? And say you even had a 4.5% interest. Now, I know I'm going high here for many, many people, and that's okay. I'm doing that because I like to play devil's advocate. So 4.5% on your mortgage, if you get a 30-year mortgage at $400,000, you're going to pay, with 4.5%, you're going to pay $329,626. So basically about $330,000 in interest over the life of that loan. Now, people will freak out and say, oh my goodness, that's almost double the mortgage payment. I remember the days when like 10 years ago, when it actually used to be double because interest rates were, we used to quote people 6%. You know, and if you got 5%, we're like, oh my goodness, you got 5%. That's amazing. You know, nowadays we're like, okay, come on, you can get less than that. you get a bad credit, get 5% interest rate or something. You know, so $330,000, right, is what you would pay. Now, if you got 4%, it would actually be under $300,000 you pay in interest. Now, that's what the bank will use to freak you out. And when I used to be a mortgage broker, I would use those numbers as well. Here's the thing. What if, you know, especially for those of you that have money you've been investing, whether it be in 401ks or whatever it might be, you have savings, and even significant savings. Say you have assets, maybe you have equity in home and things like that. Say you sold off all your assets to get rid of that mortgage. You said, I want to be debt-free. And it might even mean that you include to sell your house. Well, the best case scenario is if you don't have a mortgage anymore at $400,000, the best case is you're going to save that $329,000, right? Now, if you put a little extra on your mortgage payments every month, yeah, you might save a little bit of interest, but it's going to be thousands, if not tens of thousands, but not hundreds of thousands of dollars, not likely. Most people that put a lot of extra to their mortgage really don't save that much in interest. So your best case scenario is paying it all up front now. So if you sold all your assets, paid off your mortgage, you'd be debt-free, voila, no more interest, right? Then you could just save every dollar you had to go into that mortgage payment. You could start putting away towards savings. But what if you didn't? What if you let your assets, what if you let the money you could have used to pay off your mortgage, what if instead you actually earned an interest rate on it? Now remember, this mortgage interest we said was 4.5%. You're paying $329,000 in interest over 30 years. Well, what would happen if you only earned 3.5% over 30 years on that $400,000 that you didn't pay off your mortgage with, you just let it sit in savings, and say you only earned 3.5%? Now, if 4.5% on a mortgage is $329,000, what do you think 3.5% would be? Now, I'll get all kinds of guesses at this point. You want to know what that number is? Just the interest you earn on that money? $722,717. Now, hold on a second. Chris, you just told me at 4.5% mortgage was $329,000. But Chris, you're saying if I earn 3.5% on that same money, I'm going to earn $722,000 of interest? Why is it about almost a $400,000 difference? Why is it almost double? Here's the reason. Compound interest. See, now I told you it's not about saving and accumulating, but this is important to understand too, is that when you're leveraging money, compound interest does help you. And it's even better if you can have compound interest and earn money on top of that. And so I teach this because if you think about it, if you don't pay off your mortgage and you actually instead let that money earn money, even if it's at 3.5%, you could kick the crap out of it. So in 30 years, you'll still have a paid off home, but now you've got $722,000 of interest instead of, you know, so you got to factor in the difference, right? You still pay $329,000 interest. We don't ignore that. But you're left with a net of about $395,000 of interest that you wouldn't have earned had you just been paying on your mortgage. That is the key. If you would have just gone debt-free, you wouldn't have been nearly that place. But just by simply earning compound interest, you kick the crap out of simple interest, which is a mortgage. Any loan is simple interest, not compound interest. They're not the same interest rate. You want to know what's cool? If you earn the same interest rate as the mortgage, so if you earn that 4.5%, now you've earned $1,098,127, basically $1.1 million in interest. I'm not including the principal, just the interest alone. that you've earned on that money. If you throw in the principal, now you've got about $1.5 million and a paid off house. So if you even earn the same interest rate, you made $1.1 million, even though it cost you $329,000. That's huge, guys. That's huge. That's like a $750,000 difference if you just earn the same interest rate on a $400,000 mortgage. I don't know if you, now I know numbers have been thrown out at you. If you're not seeing it, it's hard to see, but I'm telling you, run the numbers, you'll see it. You know, it's how it works. This blew my mind when I learned this because I realized, holy cow, people are actually losing retirement because they're trying to pay off their mortgage so quickly. But instead, what if you thought of your mortgage being the best thing? Now, granted, if you gamble with your money, bad idea, go pay off your mortgage. But if you can at least earn solid returns, even if it's like that 4.5%, that's awesome. Now, somebody said, hey, Chris, I want you to use a real life example because, you know, again, where could we get that kind of interest? Because most people, even though they know they can do mutual funds, they kind of wonder, where can I even get 3.5% or 4.5% interest? Well, let me kind of talk to you about this here. There's a few different ways you can do that. Yes, you could go to invest in mutual funds, but that's not consistent. You can't count on that money. You can't count that it's going to actually do that, but it could, right? The place I like to do, a vehicle I like to use to save where it's safe, is whole life insurance. Now, there are people out there that preach against this. They say, buy term and invest the difference. I'm going to tell you here, that strategy has not worked either. Now, you might have got somewhere to some point, but actually buying term over the long haul will cost you more if you don't do it like the way that we do it. Now, granted, if you do whole life like the way most people teach it, like most life insurance agents will give it to you because their pocketbook is tied to it, yes, you're right. Whole life will be good. It will probably still beat out doing term insurance over the long haul. But I like to use whole life where you become your own bank because banks like to control money. They like to leverage it. Oh, and by the way, banks actually buy life insurance as well. They're one of the biggest purchasers of life insurance. In fact, during the Great Recession, it was not uncommon to see them put anywhere from like 20 to 40% of their assets in life insurance cash value, where they would store it there. They would store it there and then they go leverage it. So if you think about what a bank does, a bank actually would keep their reserves in certain places. They could keep it in cash, but many of them kept it in life insurance. I remember Washington Mutual actually had over, like, I think it was 42% of their reserves in life insurance cash value. And here's why they would do that, because you can leverage the snot out of it. Because, you know, I'll tell you, give you an example, a very simple example. So I'm switching gears on you a little bit, but this is the same kind of example. Same example as what I just gave you with the house. I remember when I first launched my business before Money Ripples, you know, I wanted some extra cash, but I had some savings, but I didn't want to use up all my savings. I wanted to keep it there. And so I went to the bank. I said, hey, what can I do? I want to get a loan against my savings, like a line of credit, but I don't want to like lose my savings. I want to still have that savings there. They said, oh, well, yeah, we could do a secured loan for you. And they said, hey, well, we'll do it for you at, I think it was at 4%. They said, we'll give it to you at 4%, which back then was awesome rate for a loan rate. They said, yeah, we'll give it to you at 4%. And I said, great. Well, what am I earning on my savings? They said, well, you're earning 1.5. So in that sense, you know, I mentioned before, like you can earn more, you know, earn less on compound interest and still come out okay. In that scenario, I'd have to earn at least half. So if I was earning at least 2%, I would at least break even on the interest. But the thing is, I was taking that money, I went and put it into my business, made way more than the $100-some-odd payment I was paying for them for that money. And I was able to leverage it and make more money there. Now, if I earned a higher rate of return, say I was earning like 3% and then I was loaning at 4%, now I have the ability to make money in two places at once. Because now the compound interest on the money that I have sitting there, because it's still sitting there, they're just giving me an extra line of credit, like out of another pocket, they're loaning me money, right? Now the compound interest of that savings can be beating the loan that I'm paying down. So the money I'm earning in my business, you know, the cash flow I'm earning from that can go and pay those payments. But the thing is, I'm now earning money twice because now I'm earning compound interest that exceeds the interest that I'm paying on the loan, and I'm making money in my business, two places at once. You can do that same exact strategy with whole life insurance. Same exact strategy. You're still earning compound interest on the money, but you can borrow from the life insurance company where they use your money basically as collateral. And so you're borrowing against it to then leverage. And now you can actually earn compound interest. The difference is, though, is that the rates are much better. For example, right now, and some of the companies that I know that I have my insurance guy use, someone will have an interest rate of a rate around 4.5%. but you can still get a cash on cash return of like 5% on that money, especially if you structure like the way that we teach, which again is very rare. You don't see many people leveraging quite the way that we do, where you get death benefit and cash value, because you do need that death benefit to give you permission to spend money. Another podcast that I've done before, you can go back and look up those. In any case, keeping it simple, here's the thing. You can go and leverage that money. So with those people that want to do real estate investing, rather than just using your cash savings to cash out and then put a down payment on a property, you know, so here's what the problem that happens. You're always paying interest. So if you use cash out of your own pocket, you're losing interest. You're always paying interest. So if you go and use 20, you know, say for example, there's this Tennessee property that one of my friends who's a supplier of properties, Tennessee property, you'd have to put $25,000, just over $25,000 down for that property. The cash flow on it per month is $438 a month. So it's just over $5,000 a year. It's a 20% rate, cash on cash rate of return, because you're earning $5,000 a year, but you only put $25,000 down. Now, with that property in particular, most people just take cash out of their bank, put that $25,000 down, it's in the property, but now that $25,000 is gone. It's not earning interest anymore, is it? Now, they're earning cash flow, which is great, but that cash flow, they have to now use that to replace the savings. So they're using the cash flow to slowly build that savings back up to the $25,000 they spent, which could take years. So I said, let's run the numbers. What would happen if you just use the down payment, use your savings? Well, after 5 years, if you took that cash flow, that $438 a month, and for 5 years you earned a 0.2% interest on your savings, that's not including the taxes you pay on that savings. After 5 years, you will have saved up $26,714. So guess what? Congratulations. After 5 years, you've got your down payment back. You can do it again. Now, if you use whole life, after 5 years, you would actually have almost $33,000 in savings. You'd still have about a $2,800 loan that will be gone in a few months, netting you $30,000. So what's that difference? That means you made a net profit of $3,360 total, which is a 13% extra rate of return because your money made money twice. You made money in the life insurance and you made money on the property. So now you're still making cash flow on the property, but guess what? Now you've got an extra 13% of money return that happened over those 5 years. And the cool thing is if you do that after 6 years, that return goes up over 20% net profit. Now you've made over $5,000 extra that you would have made just putting into savings. Now, again, these are all numbers that I should show you on a webinar, of course, and that kind of thing, and I will do that. And in fact, I'm doing that for a guy right now. But I'm here to tell you that those kind of things are possible. If you can leverage and make money twice, that is the key. So those of you that have savings, it's very possible that you're not taking advantage of it. Most of the people I'm talking to right now, their savings is doing a little bit. Maybe they're doing real estate investing. Maybe they're doing nothing. Maybe it's just sitting on a 401k or an IRA doing nothing. And they're hoping to make 5 or 6% a year, when you can actually be making so much more than that. And so that's the power of leverage. Yes, you could be doing better investments. Yes, you could be doing better things with your money. Of course. The thing is how do you leverage it? How do you make it all work together? This is why even people that are doing really good with real estate, they're not even worried about buying real estate properties with people that have connections with. They're saying, hey, we've got great properties already. How do we make it better? How do we keep earning money more? Because if you can imagine, I mean, that was over just 5 years with one property example. Imagine people doing multiple properties. I mean, they could be tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars difference. And that even includes like when you decide to pay on a loan and when you don't pay on a loan, all those kind of things. This is where some of the biggest money leaks happen. The money leaks sometimes happen, the money that you never earn in the first place, the money that you ignore. That's the power I'm referring to here. And so, guys, you know, when you start to look at it from this standpoint, not just accumulation standpoint of just letting your money sit there and do nothing, but you're active with it. You know, you don't have to work full time, but when you're active with it and when you're being consciously aware of what you can do, it's incredible the kind of results you can create. And that's what I want to expand your mind. Don't, you know, again, the numbers, that's one thing. Yeah, I threw a bunch of numbers at you. For some of you might have been like, okay, I'm lost. Some of you guys, this is the first time you heard this concept, and that's okay. Now, I just want you to open up that there's a possibility, that there is hope, that there is something more out there than what you expect. So anyways, I'm signing off here for this week. This is Chris Miles. Have a wonderful, prosperous week. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.